Okay, we're in the first sif of Siman Kuf Samach. What? Oh, well, we all know that from last year. All right, the first sif of Siman Kuf Samach. I'll need your help this week. I don't have my reading glasses, so when I read the beis as a chaf and the chaf as a beis, you have to correct me. But
sure, Associates, you have an extra one of the
We last week we learned the first sif, and I hate to admit to it. Since this is audio, not video, I'll. We learned Sif Aleph. We didn't learn the Pesachei Tshuva, which is very important, but let's just review what we learned. As I mentioned to you, we're going to have to know which Ribbis is Ribbis Daraisa, which is Ribbis Rabbanan, because there are a whole list of Nafkaminis as we go through Hilchas Ribbis to know what's a Daraisa, what's a Rabbanan. And there are two primary conditions that make many cases of ribbis into a drabanan. A, that the raisa has to be ribbis kitsutsa. It has to be ribbis that is established at the time of the loan. So that at the time of the loan, a person says, I'll give you this and this. Well, whatever they arrange, that's the raisa. If there's more, then that's the rabbanan.
That's what I was saying. But they have to make up a certain amount. It's not just, I'll give you something.
If he says, I'll give you something, then whatever the minimal something is, that's the rest. So that's one. And the second is that ribis derech mekach on emkar is mutter. If you sell something and there's payment due, then that's ribis derech mekach on emkar, and that's also ribis derabanan. Now here the Ramah said, in Sif Aleph, that there's a difference between ribis derech and ribis derabanan, in that by ribis derabanan, the loiva is only over lifnei iver lesite mirshal. The ribis is not over the surei ribis. He's only over lifnei iver lesite mirshal. Now that's funny. He's only over lifnei iver. Lifnei iver is a deraisa. So the point is that there are situations in which there is no lifnei iver. If the whole iser, if being a participant in a ribis loan is it's a ribis, so there's no out. It's also period. But if we're going to say that by ribis derabanan, the everyone but the malva, that is the loiva, who adin, the lawyer, and the secretary, everybody who's involved, the witnesses, everyone who's involved is only over and lifnei iver, then in a case where it's chad ivra denara, where it would happen without him, then there is no lifnei iver. In other words, well, the lawyer, let's say it would happen without the lawyer, happen without the witnesses. So if it would happen anyway, so then the lawyer is smiling. Then there's no problem regarding lifnei iver leisite mirshal. Now, one second. That's a pashut. If the lawyer, so the lawyer is only on the lifnei iver, now there's no lifnei iver because it's chad ivra denara. If I don't do it, somebody else will do it. What? There's an Issa Misayaya. The Issa Misayaya, the Shach, and the Behuda hold, does not apply to a Mummer. This is Rabbanan Misayaya, the Avery Avera. The Shach, and we're going to see this in the Pesachei Tshuva. They hold it does not apply to a Mummer. And although the Magen Avraham disagrees, in general, it's hard to be a lawyer without the Shach, without that Shach and the Behuda. Because they're very often, their contracts are drawn up that are problems of lifnei iver. Most contracts today call for interest in case of late payments, and that's ribis derabanan, but because it's ribis derech mekach v'emkar, so you have to come on to this shach in order to be involved. There are many contracts lawyers draw up which call for chilul Shabbos, and again it's a shai lifnei iver. You're signing a contract between Jews that are not from. He's Michal Shabbos, and the contract requires him to run the business 7 days a week. So how are you allowed to be a lawyer? It's lifnei iver. So if it's chayiv v'denara, so it's only misayaya. Misayaya by a mumer doesn't apply. And this is the halach yelech. This is the approach that that we take that you could align the shach, and the pasuk was like the shach. If there's a possibility, you'll listen. If there's zero possibility, you'll listen. There's no obligation to tell. Now,
distinction nishba in the mother on the first purpose.
What's the difference? It's awesome. So even if it's a tiksha nishba, it's awesome. Kufton Aleph. The Pesach Tshuva here brings it, and we'll see it in the Pesach Tshuva Aleph.
The reality, Rebbe.
Okay. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes. It's treated by the kula. The idea is that it's based on the svara misayaya comes from the chiyuv hachayach techiyach hamisecha. And the truth is, there's a machlekes rishayim, but he's going with those rishayim. There's no chiyuv techacha if he doesn't care about the aveira. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yom Kippur brings, and I think it's in the Shai Tzion, there's some rishayim of Ben Yaina holds you have to be bechiyach even if you won't listen. But there are other rishayim who say the purpose of techacha is to get him to stop, and if there's no possibility he'll stop, then there's no chiyuv techacha.
So, yeah. I tried with clients in situations like that to point out certain things, and they got very angry at me, and the lawyer got angry, and the judge got angry, and everybody told me just keep quiet, it's none of my business, and don't butt in. So I don't see how Masayele would apply in situations like that.
Exactly, that's what I was saying. If there's no chance they're going to listen, then there's no situation.
In contempt of court.
Because the judge also wasn't from me, you're telling him that. Okay. Right, the Isser applies. Tinnik Shishma, we said the Isser Ribbis does apply. The question here is he's going to do it anyway. If you're not his lawyer, you'll get a different lawyer. So there's no Lifnei either. Just as Isser Misayaya. So Misayaya Lidei Aveira doesn't apply to a Mumer. Issa Drabbana to help someone do an Aveira. We could do it without you. So that doesn't apply to a Mumer.
Is there a difference
in Misayaya with Issa Drabbana? That's the Suffolk. There's a Magen Avraham of course, Samach Gimel, that's Misupik. If Chazawa goes to Misayaya Drabbana, the Prima Gadim says that he was not. That there's no Misayaya on the Drabbana, that's another Zerif. It definitely is. Yeah. Alright, Pesach Tshuva Aleph is an interesting Pesach Tshuva. He brings a Mishnah LeMelech. Halayva Hanoisai, he says, Adavu Brimster, but I have a Mishnah LeMelech. I am a Mishnah LeMelech. Perakta Melchis Balva, Din Beisha, Kasim Shema Rav Bal Pnei Beisha. Dehecha de Loiva, Chazi, de Hamalva Beisif, Hadi Double Yisrael Achridi. Lekalim Shem Lefneiva, Knisa Perakama Davai Dezar. If you don't borrow from him, he's going to lend to another Jew. Then it's not aser. The Moishit Kaisei Lidos, the Leib Chayim Lishulf Neiver, Eladim Kai Betrayev Dinara. The only Eladim Neiver, if you have two sides of a river, which means that if you don't give him the wine, he can't get it. Abba Balaf Achilai. So if the Moishit says, if he's not going to lend to you, he's going to lend to another Jew,
so he's his money out.
So yeah, he has his money available. He's going to lend to someone else, then there's no Lif Neiver. But who is Zal Cholakolov? Now this is the Mishul Melech's cloud. Mishul Melech argues, the Leib Dami Lidos here. There are two sides of the river. The Nazir says, give me the wine. If he doesn't give him the wine, that very won't happen. If I don't borrow from him, he's going to lend to another Jew. The other Jew will be able to lift the either. That's not a p'tor of lift the either. So it's an interesting chiddush of the Mishloh Melech. Mishlomel says it's only called Chadiv Dinara. It's only not Lifnei Iver. If not for you, he'll do it himself. He'll do it with a guy. But if not for you, a different Jew will be over Lifnei Iver. So that's not a heter in Lifnei Iver. In other words, the heter of Lifnei Iver is if he'll do it anyway. That's only if he'll do it anyway without someone else being over Lifnei Iver. If he'll do it anyway,
but
if that's the case, that's what he's saying. If that's the situation, then that's the din. Well, what's the situation nowadays? Someone, a Rav, called me this week that he has somebody who's taking a loan from a mummer with Ribbis Rabbanan, and He said that it's only lifnei iver. And funny, the way he asked me was, if it's only lifnei iver, so he feels to rely on Ramesha that there's no personal guarantee is mutter. So I told him, I don't understand. If you don't rely on Ramesha, why does it help that it's only lifnei iver? What's the difference if it's lifnei iver? And but that's not my point. My point is, I asked him, is the lender, the boomer who's lending, is it chayver denara or treyver denara? If he doesn't lend the money, does he have a certain amount of money to lend? If he doesn't lend to him, he'll lend to someone else. Or is it that people who issue loans have unlimited funds to lend? So he didn't know the case there, but I don't know, usually people who are in this business, they just keep on lending or they have a certain amount. And then, well, it's not a gemach, it's a money-making thing. No, it's not all. But anyway, this is interesting. Mishnah Lamelech's rule. The Chafetz Chaim brings it in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. The beginning, he accounts the averis. He counts that when you're involved in lashon hara, you either say up to 17 lois asays and 14 asays. It's very hard to do all. You have to really try very hard to, because some of them are only in certain situations. But he shows how you can be over 17 lavim and 14 asays. When your person does Isserim. So one of them is lifnei iver. So he says there that even if he's not going to tell you the Lashon Hara, he'll tell it to someone else anyway, but if he's the Mishnah Melech, then whoever he tells it to is over lifnei iver, and therefore there's no heter. If you look later in the Pisrei Tshuva, he brings the second wide line, he brings from Kuftan Aleph Sif Aleph, Daf Bedozim Chadiv Nara Osam Midrabanan Kiv Dechayv Lafrisha Is This Misayaya Hu Adin Hacha After Neimah the Dami Bam Shlomo Tzka Oslo Chatchila After Yeshloim the Hacha Brim Is Drabanan Have a Gzeil a Gzeira the Kama Ke Mi Acher Deim Tolu Atam Kiv Shemuchiv Lafrisha Hu Musa Pshita Daf Is Drabanan Muchiv Shoshisha Kiv Dechatil Kaman Omnam There's the Shach But Bomer Kai Gavda By a mummer, by Chadiv and Denara, Idemet the Dami Mabish Lodozir, Mutter Af Lechatchilo, Lefi Bashkos of a Shasham Sukkot and Vav, Kuliyama Maidim Yisrael Mummer, Lavin Zkhavim, Kivdeinim Chiyav Lafrishai Ayin Sham. So that's what he sees, brings the Shach, and then who the Pasuk is the Shach? This is all the Pesach Shuva Aleph.
Which Shach?
The Shach, he's referring to a Shach that's elsewhere.
Oh. So, yeah. What do you mean being Chayav Lafrishai?
The halacha that if you see someone doing an aver, you have to mafresh him, applies to someone who's shayach to it. If it's a mummer, he's not going to listen to you anyway, so you don't have to go over there and try to be mafresh.
Again, we learn
from Mishnah Lamelech, he does not say a line of svara. He brings a number of rayas, so one of the rayas from the Gemara seems to be a solid raya. I mean, they're probably all solid, but one day seems no wiggle room out of it. He doesn't say a word in what the svara is. Question is, what's the svara? If it's not lifnei iver, he'll do the avera anyway, so he'll do it with someone else who lifnei iver. Why is that lifnei iver for me? I'm not sure what the svara is. However, the Chafetz Das Paskas like the Mishnah Lamelech, and the Chafetz Chaim and Sefer Chafetz Chaim apparently Paskas like him. So even though I'm not sure in Svara why it should be that way, but Lahalacha it seems it is that way.
So is it, you don't have to tell him because you're assuming.
Because you have to listen. If you don't know, so you have to tell him. Look.
We make just an assumption. It's that a pretty. Nobody's getting up there and keeping Shabbos just this minute. To tell him.
I think so. So that's the Mishnah Lamelech says, if that someone else is a Jew, and if you don't hand it, he'll hand it, but he's also going to be able to stay there. So that's called Treyver Denara. Because the aver is not possible without a lifnei iver. So your lifnei iver is lifnei iver, but it has to be a lifnei iver. If, however, the other person is a guy who would hand it to him, assuming it's Yaim Bushel, someone will become usher. But if he's going to hand it to him, then you're right. Then it's chayav denara.
Yeah, but
Next year, we get the note back there. The Seiya doesn't apply to the Tzitzit if it's not his benefit.
If it also has to be Nakashas Avera, yeah. No, it's true. And the Tziv said that there's no Messiah Avera if the person giving it is doing it for his own benefit, not for the benefit of the person doing the Avera. And that's a separate heter which should apply here as well. Okay, Nachina. Now let's move on to Sif Beis. Kala Naisen Beribis, Nechasav Mismaititim. Someone who gives money beribis nechasa mismaititin. This comes from a pasuk in Tehillim. Vekesef ubemar. What does it say? Vekaspei leinasam v'shaycha. It says ribis and shaycha. And it says oisa elo lo yimait li aylam. Kaspei leinasam v'neshach. It says kaspei leinasam v'neshach. Oisa elo lo yimait li aylam. So we learn out that somebody who lends beribis nechasa mismaititin. His nechasim, they go down, they dwindle. Ki'ilu kafa b'tis Mitzrayim u'b'lekei Yisrael, and it's as if he's a kafa b'tis Mitzrayim u'b'lekei Yisrael because he's willing to lend money b'ribis. Now the question is this even by ribis d'rabbanan nechasim mismaited him? So I would think, I don't know, ribis d'rabbanan who says? The Gemara, it's very interesting, the Gemara brings a case of Rab Chama Meiger Zuzi. Rab Chama came up with a heter, which was a mistake. He, instead of lending money beribis, he rented money. He opened a rent-a-money store. He said, no ribis, I'm just renting. You want to rent my money? Give me money and can pay me a fee and I'll rent you my money. So, right. So Gemara says that's not a heter. But the Gemara says, L'saif, at the end, the Gemara says that Zuzi d'Rav Chama, that he became poor. He said, what's going on? They tell him, what are you doing? He said, it's ribis. So Taisus says, how did Rav Chama lend beribis? How did he think it's mutter? So Taisus says that it was ribis d'Rabbanan. He was a kabbal unsa. It's something we'll learn about later. He was a kabbal possible liability, but not enough to make him mutter. It was ribis d'Rabbanan. So it seems from Taisus that by ribis d'Rabbanan, there's also an idea of nechasa mismaititin, and but the nafkamina lahalach is, it's a little hard to know why the Shulchan Aruch brings this, but every once in a while Shulchan Aruch does that, it brings such a thing. Now here, look at Taz Aleph, Brisa Seifperk is El Neshech Loyay, Ela Shemasimin Maisha Rabbeinu Chacham Meteirosei Emes, the Losha Saginar, Aldera Saginar, it says, if Maisha Rabbeinu is a fool, Sha'imrim, they say Moshe Rabbeinu would have known that there's benefit, he wouldn't have said this ribis is also. What does that mean? L'chayra tumua. Chila yada sheyesh revach toiv l'malva v'ribis. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know that it's a good profit for the malva and ribis. What's pshat in the Gemara? And there are pirushas. He says pshat in the Gemara. Oimrim. They say about Moshe Rabbeinu that he didn't know sheyesh revach toiv l'loiva v'moshe lekeach amar v'yachbay. That the loiva, what does it say? That it's neshech, it's not good for the loiva? The loiva has a good deal. Shalakech, Rebach Tav Loiva, Bamay Shalakech, Amar Viapay Harbe. Akane and Olavisser, and Vaisa Ribis. Kachi Maimrim, Hamalvi Beribis. And people say that today too. Now, what's this Ribis? I'm not lending it to him to buy food, I'm lending it for an investment. It's good for him, it's good for me. What's this Ribis? So that's what it says, that they may Moshe Rabbeinu, they say Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. So that is the kafar of Elokei Yisrael. That's the idea. That you'll tell me there are people that are busy with ribis and they're not nechasa mismaititin. So there's the old klal that says in the Tvushar, says that you have to be on a high madrega to get that if you do something wrong, like Miriam Anavia, she spoke Lashon Hara, zap, she got ribis, she got mitzaras right away. That would be nice. Imagine if every time you spoke Lashon Hara, zap, you got mitzaras. So then you wouldn't speak Lashon Hara anymore. You would refrain. So you have to be in a certain madrega to get punishment by Olam Hazeh and not wait for Olam Haba. But somebody is on the darga, so the chasam is mitzvah. I had an incident, I'll never forget it. Two people came to me. It was a ribis issue. I was sitting in one of the offices in yeshiva. And it was, I know the person, the investor. And there was a ribis issue about $250,000. He's not a wealthy fellow. And, I sometimes apologize to them. You know, I tell them, I don't write the rules. I just report it, but it's ribis. And this fellow stood up. He said, it's ribbis. Forget it. Forget the $250,000. Not going to be a bracha in it anyway. And he literally, he walked away from it. It's an unusual response. Most people go to the next rav to try to see if they can find a heter, which is sometimes not a bad idea. Your principal, you should get back. Yeah, they always should get back. It's just a ribbis. That's the issue. All right. Asif Gimel, Hatayla Ma'aisav Laima Shem Shalavia Kechavim, Umalva Aisav Marimis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yifra Mimeno. Now here, it's a very interesting sif. It says in the Gemara that the reason it says Ani Hashem by Ribis, it says Ani Hashem by Tzitzis, it says Ani Hashem by a few mitzvahs. All those mitzvahs, Ani Hashem, are mitzvahs where a person could fool everyone. He could buy Kala Ilan and present its trailers. He could go and lend, say it's a guy's, and really it's his money. He tells him, oh, I have a guy's money to lend. So, Ani Hashem, Sheidei Allah Hafchin, Be'mavei Beribis, Be'mavei Beribis. So, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Now, here, I have a question about what exactly the Kavanah here is. Is it, which is worse? Let's say I have a mummer. He says, look, Avi Yetzirah, I'm lending Beribis, period. I'm going to lend Beribis. Is it better that he should tell the person the truth? Look, it's my money, I'm lending Beribis. Or should he pretend that it's coming from a guy? Assuming the lawyer is going to borrow it either way. What's better? I would think it's better to let him pretend it's a guy. He says, not over lifnei iver on the lawyer. Isn't that better?
Who pays pay for God or God?
Yeah. He shows that he's afraid. Yeah, but here it's nothing to do with being afraid of the person.
He's
at least he has a busha that he's doing an aveira, no?
He's helping the labor, not the labor.
It sounds from here that it's worse. That it's worse to say it's a guy's than not to say it's a guy's. So I don't know, unless here it means somebody who otherwise wouldn't borrow. Otherwise, wouldn't borrow. The lender is saying it's a guy, and the other person wouldn't borrow. So maybe there. Okay. Anyway, so Beza Gimel, I think I have this theory. Perakes and Neshech starts with a very hard hif and amid, and then has a very easy daf. The first daf is very, very easy. So I have this theory that they were going to write a Perakes and Neshech, so they wanted to lull people into it slowly. So they have an easy Amid right in the beginning. It's almost a whole blad, easy blad in the beginning of the parak. So here also, you know, it starts so complicated. So Sif Beis is easy. Sif Gimel is easy. So, yeah. In the beginning, very good. Okay. All right, let's go to Sif Dalet, which is a very important Sif. Okay, this I hear all the time. People say, I'm not going to give Ribbis, I'll just give him a little extra money. That's a very common thing that people say. So let's see what it says here, and let's try to understand it fully. Even if the loiva just throws in a little extra, at the time he pays, they didn't make up to do ribbis. Someone lent me $1,000, I'm paying him back. When I pay him back, I give him $1,100. B'shas ha'pirayim. Shalai hisne imai. He didn't make it tonight to give it. He's not saying I'm giving you extra for ribbis. Osir, it's osir anyway. Now, the Mechaber is saying that it's osir even in that case. The Ramah brings a heter, which we're going to try to understand. Ramah says, Miu, im lo hay amois biyadei derech halva. The money was not originally given to him as an out-and-out loan, but it was given rak derech mekach, which we said is drabanan. Mutter b'tai gavna. There's something here that's mutter by ribbis drabanan. It has to be a double drabanan, not ktsutza and derech mekach u'memkar. So we have here some sort of a heter to give something extra b'shas pirai. Now before we get to the heter, let's first understand the iser of the mechaber, and then we'll get to the Ramah's heter. See, a car is mutter for a different reason, because when you borrow a car, you return the same car. And that you're allowed. You're allowed to pay rent. A rental car, right? You're allowed to pay to rent a car. Ribbis is only if you take something, you consume it, and you give back something else. You borrow a dozen eggs, use it, you give back a different dozen eggs. But in the case of a car, you're giving extra for lending you the car. That's
so you don't say, I borrowed gears and I'm paying back more?
Right, it's not for the gears. It's for the car. Now, the issue here is the following. The Gemara actually says what appears to be the opposite of what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara says, Ravina, this is the Tafayin Gimel Amid Beis, the end of the parak. Ravina Yoav Zuzei Lebnei Agra Dishadvasa B'shach Tchilei Tfei Kufisa. Says that he lent them, he paid money ahead of time for oil, and when they gave him the oil, they were grateful he paid ahead of time, B'shach Tchilei Tfei Kufisa. And they put a little extra into the barrel, and the Gemara says, Achulei Kamachli Gabach, that you're allowed to keep it. So the Gemara says that it's mutter, you didn't make up ribbis, he gave it to him quietly, b'shas pirai, he didn't say it's exchange for the loan. Gemara says it's mutter, Rashi Taka Paskin says that's mutter, pash pshat, it's mutter legamri. We here in the Shulchan Aruch are not passing the Rashi like the Rush. The Rush says a different heter. Says the Gemara is only matir ribbis mu'ucheres. Now I'm going to explain what that means because we're going to have it very short, we'll have it next week, but let me explain what ribbis mulcheres is. There are a whole lot of new terms that you have to get used to when you learn Hilchas Ribbis. Ribbis mi'ucheres means ribbis that's given much later. The case of ribbis mulcheres is where I lend you money and you pay me back and it's all over. And then later, maybe Purim, Mishloach Manos or something. You send me this big Mishloach Manos, you send me a gift. It's obvious to us that why you're sending the gift. That's called Ribbis Mulcheres. That's Aser. Even if you don't say that you're doing it Bishvil Ribbis, it's Aser. But it's only Aser if it's Nicker, only if it's noticeable. If it's Nicker, then Ribbis Mulcheres is Aser. If it's not Nicker, then ribbis mu'ucheres is mutter. Even though in your heart you're doing it in day to be thankful. Not Nicker, not obvious. Give the gift. Well, what happened is he gave him a little extra oil, and it's called ribbis mu'ucheres. Now the Rush doesn't explain how he explains the Gemara of Ravina. So the Beis Yosef says, what's pshat in Ravina? Why by Ravina was it mutter? He gave it to him, the extra oil, all in one payment. So the Beis Yosef brings a Tshuva Sarashba, who says that by Ravina was mutter because it was Derech Mekach U'Memkar. Derech Mekach U'Memkar, it's mutter to add a little B'shas Pirayim. And that is the source of this Ramah. The Ramah says, Beis Yosef Shem Tamidi Arashba. That's the source of this Ramah. That it's mutter to give a little bit extra B'shas Pirayim in such a case that
it's not Rashi?
Either it's not Nicker. No, Rashi holds even Bahalvah it's mutter.
Right.
Yeah. And he holds that it's mutter only in this type of situation. So here we have an Isser and a Heter. To give a little extra B'shas Pirayim is Asa. To give extra later is mutter. Agav, I had a Shaila once about Sheikhad Mu'ucheres. I once had a dintaira between a florist and somebody and one of his employees, and I decided in favor of the florist. That happened in the time past, you know, nothing happened. So it was Erev Rosh Hashanah. I don't buy flowers for my mother alone, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Shavuos these days. So it was either Erev Rosh Hashanah or Erev Shavuos. So I was going to visit my in-laws. So on the way, I stopped at the florist. He said, how much you want to spend? I told him. He gave me flowers. So I bring it to my mother-in-law. And she says, wow, it's really nice. How much did you pay for this? I said, $25. That's not a $25 thing. Now, I don't know the difference. He said, that's not a $25 thing. And I realized that, you know, he was saying thank you to me. So I had a shayla about Sheikh ibn Ucheres. I looked for it. What? To me, it wasn't Nicker, that's for sure. So there's a question in the Paiskin if Sheikh and Mucheres is Aser. Okay. It's Nicker, the Ribbis Mucheres is mentioned in regard to Sheikh and Mucheres, and it says that it's Mutter, but a person shouldn't take it. Mikra that it's mutter. It's not included in Shaychad. But he's some Nikiyim.
Why does mother want this
something? She didn't suffer. She got the flowers. I didn't give it back. But yes.
General question.
I'll tell you, a check. If you want, in the Green Ribbis book, there's an analysis of what checks are. The way I understand checks, a check is a letter. Someone's holding my money. I give you a letter. I say, dear Mr. So and So, Mr. So and So, give him my money. It's my money. If I give you money to hold for me, even though it's not the same bill, I tell you, do me a favor. I have $5,000. Just hold it for me. Then I give someone a note to you, and I say, the $5,000 I gave you to hold for me, give it to him. That's my money. I'm giving him my money. The check is a way of instructing you to give him the money you're holding for me. Now, even though it's not the same bill, but Mois is chalfi. Mois is, if you give me money to hold, if you give me a pekadon, I have to hold the pekadon. If you give me money,
it's... Pay out, but you can always say
that's not true.
Over a day or two, let's say, for some reason,
there's some sort of... All right, so they have a rep. They have no right to never pay out. They have to pay me back. They can make me wait a day or two. Any life has a right to not pay for the bankruptcy. That's not it. I think by law, they're supposed to hold 10% on hand, 10% of the cash that they have, and then so Mois is mischalef. There's such a halacha that if I give you a pekadon, if I give you a chocolate bar for a pekadon, you can't eat it and give me a different chocolate bar. You have to hold the pekadon. It's only by money. If I give you money, if it's tzura, if I tie it in a bundle, you have to hold it. But it's not tzura. I give you loose money, you're allowed to switch the money. Because Mois mischalfi, all money is the same. And that's why you're allowed to... money is?
Fungible.
Ooh. Interesting word, okay. Okay, anyway, now here there's a shaila as follows. Where does this come up? This comes up in the... It's a complicated shaila, and it happens all the time, but you have to listen to all the pratim. Tell someone, you're going to the store, buy me a container of milk, or buy me whatever it is. So a person comes back, okay, how much is the bill? $8. I give him a $10 bill, and I fix the change. So the question is whether that's ribbis. Yeah. There are two parts to the shaila. One part to the shaila is the question whether there was a loan or not, which I want to talk about separately. What's nageya here is what's happening here. It's ribbis at the time of payment, which is only usur if it's nicker that I'm adding money because of the ribbis. Now, is this called nicker or not? Now, in order to answer that question, we have to deal with a shaila that the Taz and the Shach and the Chavos Das ask on the Shulchan Aruch. The easiest place to see it is in the Taz, because it's more bekitzer. A Taz Beis. Noisim lo yoisim edaitai. Ein lahakshois. In other words, I would think you could ask a kasha. Mashkasim b'chashim mishpat sim reishlam ebeisiv beis. B'mi shavaitzi yisroin b'mois. Somebody who found more money. I lend you money, you give me back. Give me a bundle of money. I go home. Once I go home and I count it, there's more money. So the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch say the following. I lent you 100 gold coins. You gave me back a sack of coins. I take it home. I count up my 100 gold coins and there's 103. Right. So the Gemara says there's something called B'kdei Shadas Taya. It seems that Derech was to pile coins in fives. So the Gemara says, if a person made a mistake in five, you assume it was a mistake. Gave you 105, he counted out 11 fives, and he made a mistake. B'kdeisha ena das taya, gave you 103. It wasn't a derech to get three extra coins by mistake, and therefore I could assume that the giver meant it as a gift. Well, it would be sort of, if you lent someone $1,000, you come back, he gives you back $1,000 bills and a 10. Added to it. So it'll be $1,100 bills. I assume he miscounted. He gave me 1,100. But it is $1,000 bills and another 10. So I assume he meant it as a gift. And you're allowed to keep it. That's what says the Shulchan Aruch. So what's going on? That's ribbis. He's giving me, I'm allowed to keep it because it's a gift. What's going on? So the Taz says it's not shver. Why? Shekan Nairi acha shamayna lay hamayis bibirer maysif lay ktsas. Here it's talking where it's nicker. He counts out $100 to me, then he says, here's $10 more. So that is awesome. Comes out from the Taz. Let's say he just gives it to me in one shot, then it's mutter. It will come out from the Taz that in a case where I go to the store and I buy a purchase for you and I give it to you, and you take a look at the receipt and it's $8, and you give me a $10 bill, that should be mutter. What is it? It's nicer lo yaisa mi daite b'shas pirayin. He gave me extra at the time of payment. Now, if it's deref, if you're going to consider it as deref mekach memkar, which we can argue about, then it should be mutter. Then it should be something that's permissible. Befrat, the shach also says, like the Taz, that if it's not nikur, it's mutter. The shach seems to say, even by halvah, if it's not nikur, it's mutter.
No, it's like it's and then it should be mutter.
No? What?
We said something.
Okay, one second. You may be right. But I just want to, like I said, I want to deal with this first. But however, look at the Chavis Das. The Chavis Das is quoted in the Pisrei Tshuva. Chavis Das answers the Kasha differently. Midaitai, I am a Chavis Das. This is Pisrei Tshuva Dalet. Midaitai, I am a Chavis Das. Shekasa, the Dakva Lechatchila also Lekabel. Kshit Leyaisa. Lechatchila, you're not allowed to take. Avo, Kshikvar Kibel, Umasi Yisrael. He already took it. He found more later. Ain't sarach lahazir. You don't have to give it back. Abachi like kasha mechayshimish for reish lamid beis. Why? There's a din by ribbis mulcheres that there's no chiyuv to pay back. B'diavad, if you accepted it, there's no obligation to give back ribbis mulcheres. So if the chavis does, the kasha doesn't start. Lechatchila, you're not allowed to take it. If you already took it, you went home, you count, and you find he gave you extra, that's already lachar ma'isa. Lachar Maisa, you can't, there's no chiyuv to give back. That's nafkamina lahalacha. According to the Chavis Das, if I bought $8 worth of stuff for you, you're giving me a $10 bill now, lechatchila, so I'm not allowed to take it. Chavis Das says it's only mutter b'di'evet, it's only mutter lachar Maisa. It's not mutter b'shas Maisa. So we have here a big nafkamina between the two. Rav Maisha, in his notes, Tilchus Ribbis is matmiya on the Chavis Das. What's the Chavis Das saying? Lechatchila, you're not allowed to take. Once you took the bundle of coins, you took it home, you counted it. Once you already accepted it, there's no chiyuv to pay it back. So Ramesha writes, he says, what do you mean? When were you kinda the extra 3 gold coins? When was the kinyan? He gave you a bag, you assume there's 100 gold coins that you lent him. You come home, you count, there are 3 extra. You say, oy vey, it's ribbis. You go, it's the Rav. So Chavis Das says, oh, you took it already. I mean, I took it already. When were you kainit? You were never kainit the 3 extra gold coins. You say, das acheres makna lai. But das acheres is not makna, where it's a person's chayiv. If it's really aser, how is he kainit those extra coins? This is Ramesh's tmiya on the Chavis Das. So the Shara Melech has the same, there's not Shara Melech, Shara Mishpat has the same passion. What? See, if it's a chayiv, but if it's a chayiv, that's Ramesh's taina. A chayiv, you're not kind of without knowing. If it's not a heter, so you're not kind of. So comes out, Ramesh's to me on the Chavis Das leaves us with the Taz's teretz, which is really a kula. If you go back to the Taz, if it's not nikur, it's mutter. So then it's not, now it's really nikur. If someone counts all the coins, it's nikur. But it's not nikur that he's giving him something in exchange for the loan. He didn't say, I'm giving you extra. And therefore, we go back to the terrace of the Taz, which Rashi seems to agree with, which is that even derech halvah, if it's not nikur, it's mutter, because Chayshim Mishpat is talking derech halvah. So it would come out, if we dismiss the Chavis Das, it would come out with a wonderful kula, that as long as it's not Devar Mani Karim, that it's mutter.
So now, let's ask two things here.
Yes.
Let's go back to the Haman Tashim of Flowers.
the Moshachmanis and the flowers.
Yeah.
You receive a package. You bought those flowers. You, yeah. It's not nicker to you that this is...
okay, if it's not nicker, it's mutter.
You don't know what this man is.
So if it's not nicker, that's all we're saying. If it's not nicker, if it's not nicker, then it's mutter.
That's also not a thing.
No. No, no. Ribis mucheres, if he would never give you a gift. And now, if he never gives you a gift, now that you lent him money, he's giving you a gift, that's called nicker. That it's a sigh, it's an unsaid word.
If he never gave you before,
$1,000, he gives it back, and we go to dinner, and he picks up the bill. Would that be considered?
It's a problem. Unless he always picks up the bill. If he's been picking up the bill in the past, then it's okay. That's the Chochmas Adam says. If he's always been doing it, it's okay. If he always sends you Mishlach Manas, now he borrows from you, so he could send you Mishlach Manas again. As long as he always did it. He buys you an aliyah. You know, you lend him money, and it comes a Rosh Hashanah, he buys you an aliyah. So if he's always been buying you aliyahs, it's okay. If not...
now he buys you Matthew.
You'd rather buy... rather buying an aliyah might be different, but we'll see. For buying aliyah for different reasons, because for tzarchi tzedakah, ribis derabbanan is mutter. It's one of the coolest. I tell you, you have to know what's the rasha, what's the rabbanan. For tzedakah, ribis derabbanan is mutter. The guidelines. By buying an aliyah, it's worth money. But this is covered that has a price tag. So, price tag. Even if it didn't have a price tag, it would be ribis devarim anyway. But here's.
I want to go back to tiny bit. Yeah. The money, being able to exchange the money. So, I'm sure it's a simple
terrace,
but I don't copyright.
Yes.
What difference is there if you're going to go lease the car, or rent the car, and you pay extra, you pay money to rent the car, or you take money which could be exchanged? What difference is there between the
two? In Hebrew, there are two different things. One is a shayel, and one is a laiva. A shayel is someone who borrows. When you take a car, where the deal is you have to give back the same car. That's the agreement. That's not a halvah. You're allowed to pay rent for that. You're allowed to give gifts. Someone lends you a shovel, you can give him a gift. He lends you a snowblower, you can give him a gift. And now, but if someone gives you a dozen eggs, you can't give him a gift. Why? Because the dozen eggs is meant to be consumed. You're giving back different ones. In Hebrew, that's called a halvah. And halvah, if he gives you a dozen eggs, you tell him, I need a dozen eggs just to show someone what it looks like. I'll give back the same one. So then that's... No, it doesn't matter what he gives back. Imagine when it was given to be spent, then that's a halvah. It was given, someone just wants to spread bills in his house for a show, so then that's sheila. You're just borrowing it to give back. But if you're doing it for spending, milvalet son, you know, whether you spend it or not, it was given to you to spend, that's a halva. Okay? Yeah.
So even if money, but let's say you mentioned before, but the statement, a person wants to give a statement, it's really taking the $100,000 and putting it on a statement, give it back. It's really.
If it's a pekadon, it's mutter. If, let's say, somebody has to have. He wants to have $100,000 in the bank to show he has assets. Whether that's legal or not, not the issue of ribis. Well, let's say somebody, it happened when you had banks that were going public. People got a right to buy shares based on their deposit. So other people, you know, when that happened, which bank was it? Independence. Everyone was going nuts. They were going nuts. It was like, you know, shikr for the money. I hope they made money. I don't know what happened at the end. But so everyone was asking the Shiloh. He's giving me $100,000. I'm putting it in the bank. And in those days, they paid interest too. So the question is, who gets the interest? So the halacha is, there's no issa ribis on a pekadon. That's the pashtus. The pashtus is, issa ribis is if someone gives me money and I'm allowed to spend it. Someone gives me money and he says, hold it for me. I can't have assets in my name. I want it in your name. Put it in the bank. You have no right to do what you want with it. You have to do what he tells you. That's a pekadon. The pashtus is that on a pekadon there's no issa ribis. That's the pashtus. Even though, that's right. You're holding the money. There's no loan taking place. You have no right to spend the money. You have no right to do what you want with it. You have to put it where he put it. You're a thief if you put it somewhere else. And therefore it goes to him. Money put in escrow is the same thing. Now let me get back to our shaila, because there's a very interesting shaila as follows. I'm going to the store. I'm going to buy a container of milk. So you're going to the store, buy something for me too. Here, there's a chayshim mishpat shayla. What happens? You tell me but I'm going to the store to buy you a container of milk. What exactly takes place when I take a container of milk and pay for it? Is it choice A? I'm buying it. Right now, it's my container of milk. When I get to your house and I give it to you, I'm selling it to you. Or choice B? No. I'm buying it for you. I'm buying it for you. And I'm laying out the money. It's a loan. And on the way home, I'm carrying your milk. My nafkamina. Let's say the milk leaks on the way. Something happens. I'm a shomer, or am I the bailum? And only this happens on the way. Something happens to the milk. If I'm buying the milk for you, I'm laying out the money. Then I come to you. I say, listen, I bought you a container of milk. On the way, you know, it got hit by a car, and pay me my money. Then he has to pay. If, however, I'm buying it for myself, I'm selling it to you later, then that's a different story. So this is a choshe mishpat shayla. I got an interesting case. Somebody was at a fancy wedding. A fancy weddings, very expensive weddings, they don't have soda on the table. You have to go wait online with a glass to get a cup of soda. I noticed two things. Fancy weddings, they save their money by giving very small chalas, less than the shir beya.
And they give you water.
They don't give you soda. You have to wait online like the food lines in Russia, right? So you wait online with a glass waiting for your soda. So somebody said, you're getting a soda, get me a
Bloody Mary.
A Bloody Mary. So I go over. I tell him, a Coke for me, a Bloody Mary for your Achmiel. So he gives it to me. So I'm walking back to my table with two cups. I meet a good friend of mine. I start schmoozing with him. I say, hey, you want a drink? I give him the drink. I was, I have a Geneva. I'm like, be a Mitzil a Chaveira, kon a Chaveira. I went and I took this drink for your Achmiel. I'm carrying your Achmiel's drink. And now I meet somebody. I say, hey, you want a drink? Take a drink. Am I ever gonna have? I'm not ever gonna
have. You have to say when you pick what it up, I'm picking it up for whoever I want to give it to.
There's a machlokes. Okay. What? No, there's enough to go around, so it's not. All right, so let me tell you, forgetting about the drink at the wedding for a minute, going to the store, let me tell you what says in Shulchan Aruch, and then we have to know how it works today. In Shulchan Aruch, it says, not Lagei Halachas Ribis, Lagei Halachas Shomrim. It says the following thing. It says, let's say I'm going to the store, I'm going to buy bread, and you say, buy milk for me. So Shulchan Aruch says it's a loan. I'm buying it for you, and it's your milk, it's a loan to you, and if something happens to the milk on the way home, bainus, your loss. I come back to you, and I say, listen, I bought you the milk, and bainus happened, and give me my money back. That's what says in Shulchan Aruch. However, it says in Shulchan Aruch. Listen carefully. He says, let's say I'm going to buy a milk. You say to me, you're buying yourself a milk, pick one up for me too. I go into the store, I buy two containers of milk. Shulchan Aruch says, in that case, since there's no one milk designated as yours and one designated as mine, if you tell me, buy me blue milk instead of red milk, and I buy a red and a blue, so then it's designated. But I'm buying two of the same type of milk. So no one could say which one is yours or which one is mine. So it says, Shulchan Aruch, in that case, they both belong to me, and there's no one designated for you, and I'm not a shomer, I'm a bailum. When I come to you, I give it to you, so you give me the money. Now, no, so that means I wasn't kind of something for you, because I didn't, there's nothing that I picked up for you, so then by default, it's mine. The default is that it's mine. No, there's no, vadai, there's no one that's yours, and there's no one that's mine. Because the pshat is, there's no das that one is yours and it's bereira. The das is that I'm going to take two and I'm going to sell you one. That's a stam das of a person. That's what, now 1 minute, please. That's what says a chesh mishpat. According to that, comes out like a queer twist in Hilchas Ribbis. If I'm going to the store and someone says, pick something up for me. So if I only bought one milk, then it's a loan, then he can give me extra money. If I bought two, then it's not a loan, and then he could give me extra money. Bishas Pirai. That's the way it should turn out in Hilchas Ribbis. If you look in the Likud Svarim in Hilchas Ribbis, that's what they will say. They say, Azai is Gepaskin the Chayshim Mishpat, and that's the way it is. Now, my feeling, my thought on this was that it's not that way today. If you would tell me pick up a container of milk. I'm not buying myself milk, I'm buying myself bread. He said, pick up a container of milk. So I get a container of milk, and on the way home, Khalilah, car hits me or hits the container, and it's all that. Can I ask you, what would you do? Would you go to the person who sent you and say, listen, here's the empty container. I bought it for you. Shulchan Aruch says it's yours. And I this happened. And give me my money. I don't think today anybody would do that. Nobody would do it.
But if it was a car, meaningless
$2,
so nobody cares.
All right, so let's say it's meaningless $2. But, let's say the $2 because it's meaningless. Do we have a right to assume today that the Chesh Mishpat is not telling us halacha b'shem Sinai, it's telling us the stam das of a person. Stam das, I pick up the milk, I'm paying it for you, and I'm paying the money. Is that the stam das of a person, b'zman hazeh? All right, let's say this is meaningless. But my stam das is not to be paying it for you. My stam das nowadays is to buy it, and then I'll go, and I'll give it to you.
So why did you
change
it before?
Yeah, the das was different, apparently. But it could be that's why. That could be why. Maskim, but it is that way. Lamaisa, people does it. So Rav Palm was not happy. Rav Palm didn't like when there was somebody tainted that the things changed. I used to argue with him many times that if there's a quarter on the floor, so you're allowed to keep it? No. Find a quarter, you're allowed to keep it. Why? So Gemara says, why? Asi Adam Lamashish Bekise Bechal Shah. A person notices he lost money and he's Miyayish. No, do you notice if you drop a quarter? Do you notice if you drop a quarter? This man I said, because we're wealthier, nobody notices you drop a quarter, you drop a dime, maybe a quarter because you're saving it for the meters, but you drop a dime or a nickel, who notices? You know how many singles you have in your pocket? Most people don't notice. So I tell you that this man I said, there's no osi adol mashim zekisei b'chol shah. It's a big problem. You find a quarter, it's the emur ha-chayav Eliyahu. Rapan said, if there's an under in Shulchan Aruch, you have to prove it. You can't just say it's different. I don't understand. To me, it seems to be different. Everyone I speak to seems to agree with me. Your Rapan could be, knew how many quarters were in his pocket, how many dimes were in his pocket, you know, he knew everything, but you know, most of us are not that way. So here also, I don't know what to do. However, one thing that comes out from this discussion, even unless I'm totally wrong, the Taz here is saying, and the Shach agrees, if I buy something for you, it costs $8, you give me a $10 bill, it's only osur if it's nicker that it's ribbis. If it's nicker. Even if I'm wrong, but at least for that much, that it's not nicker. Not nicker. You ask people, did he buy it and lay out money for you, or did he? It's not a davar nicker that there was a halva here. It's not noticeable that there was a halva. And for that reason, it should be a davar sheni nicker, the extra money. Loy mi bai, if you bought two containers of milk, so you could take extra money for it. But even without it, I don't think it's nicker. And also, as was said earlier, very often you give someone extra money, buy something for you, it's for the tircha, that he bothered to go for you. So you're thankful, you don't have to bother. So even if it's a shayla of ribbis, it should be a davar sheni and nicker. And therefore it should be mutter. So it's a limud zchus. If someone asks me, I tell them, don't take extra money. Just take the money, and that's it. I go shopping. My mother asks me to pick something up. She gives me extra money. I tell her, no, you want to give me extra money, give it to me tomorrow. You know, right now, you know, it was $11.99, and here's a penny back. You know, it's it gave me $12. So,
is there a specific heter for a child that you would normally give more money?
A child that you would normally give more money, it's not b'shas pirayim. B'shas pirayim, no. The same money that you're doing b'shas pirayim is not mutter. There's a heter of a penny, a small amount that nobody's makpid on, the Mechitz Yitzchak says is mutter.
Sometimes I can get, and sometimes the guy says, give the change to tzedakah.
Yeah.
Let's say it's down to 95.
Yeah, he could say give it tzedakah, but you should know he's not doing you a favor, because now you have a bigger achrayus. Till now you owed a person a nickel, he's Michael. Now you owe to tzedakah, it's a bigger achrayus. So I said, give it tzedakah. I say, no, you give it to tzedakah. You know, here it is. Have to have the Christ to go.
If the child is buying something for himself, if it's something for the child, is giving him extra, that's not.
That's a gift straight out. Okay. Anyway, this is the.
I understand. You can get something that's there for
the Tas says, "Ein nicker is mutter," because it's not ribis tzutza. It's not real ribbis. It's only asa midrabanan because it's mezik ribbis. So it's not mezik. The shach's loshin is he not giving it as ribbis? He's giving it as a matana. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. I'm not sure what it means. Matana is ribbis. So I don't know. I don't know. Nicker means that it's obvious it's done for the loan. To whom is even... It says as long as it's obvious that that's why it's being done. Once it's not obvious, to the parties. Anybody who knows the circumstances would know. There are two different things. There's ribbis mulcheres, which is only us if it's nicker. If it's not nicker, it's mutter. And there's ribbis b'shas pirayin, which is mochamer. Ribbis b'shas pirayin is aser. The shach and taz are saying that the heter and chayshem mishpat is where it's not nicker. B'shas pirayin, typically, it's automatically nicker, except in such a case. Now, the Ramos heter of derech mekach u'memkar, the shach learns that that's mutter even when I give you money for a purchase. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Rak Derech Mekach Mutter, disagrees. He brings, take a look. Now, we're talking about the heter. There's a heter to give ribbis b'shas pirah in Derech Mekach u'memkar. So on that, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, b'b'siyayse b'shay tamidi arashba, hani mili b'halva, avalhocha Derech Mekach u, koshul ayhizkal ayskar ma'isav shari, gazuli ma'isal gabay. Any time where he gives him, he gave him extra oil, b'shas pirayin, he paid him money for it, he's giving him extra oil. So zuli ma'izul gabei, he's giving him the oil for a cheaper price. Literally. Hainu kenuv de d'shas, the lokech menu b'derech psika. He bought him money by prepaying, u'b'shas pirayin ha'peiris, doesn't like peiris yaiser. And he wasn't taking cash, he was taking oil. And he gave him extra oil. Alon nischayev lay mamin, in chilek, and nischayev lay b'derech havai, b'kayach mekach, kol shaparele yaiser osir. The Rabbi Kiva Eger is machmir if it's a payment, if it's cash that's changing hands. When cash is changing hands, that's always mezi karibis. And well, the shach loy mashmikain. The shach sukandal is not mashma that way. But Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that the only time you have this heter is if you give a little extra merchandise at the time that you pay. It seems somewhat a derech. You give extra merchandise to somebody b'shas pirayin. As a matana. But to give extra cash, that's not common, even though merchandise also costs money. But that's the derech. The derech is that to give merchandise is somehow people are easier with, and to give cash, that. So we have here machlekes Rabbi Kiva Eger and the shach, if it's mutter to do ribbis, this heter of ribbis b'shas pirayin derech mekach u'memkar, where cash is being changing hands. I think Rabbi Yishai Paskel is like the shach, and he says that it's mutter. And so we have a psak like the shach, not like Rabbi Kiva. What? I am sorry, Trey. I have a kash. It says Trey Koli Amishtami if it's Chaviv. It's Chaviv, but I can't. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I didn't get the case of the merchandise.
The case in the Gemara was that Ravina prepaid for oil. He prepaid on a set price for oil. Now, person, I'll give him extra oil because that's ribbis. Because he prepaid, he's giving him wine. He can't make an arrangement. Oil is $1 a gallon, and I'll give you $10, and you give me 11 gallons. So that he's doing it for the prepayment. That's ribbis. But he didn't. He said, price is $1. Give me 10 gallons. He prepaid, and shafach lay tovei kufisa. He gave him an extra amount. Bishas pirayin. See, here it was ribbis bishas pirayin. It wasn't ketsutza. But the time he paid, he added. So the Rashba says that was mutter because it was derech mekach u'memkar, and the iser to do it is only derech halva, not derech mekach u'memkar. That's the Rashba. Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Shacha arguing, that heter is this, presumably because it's not nicker, it's not mechzik haribis, not as nicker. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger says it's only not nicker in oil. You ordered a barrel of oil, so the barrel of oil has trei kufisa, has an extra... spoonful, has extra kaf. Sounds like he gave one spoonful extra, but apparently it was significant in those days. So he gave him something extra. Then it's mutter. But if it's a case of cash, well, let's say he's giving the cash later, and he's getting more expensive price to pay late. And at the time of payment, he's being thankful that he gave him credit, and there he's adding extra money, extra cash at the end. So that's always called nicker cash. Or Rabbi Akiva holds that that's awesome. And the Shach holds that even that's mutter.
The price of $1.25, he gave him 10 gallons again. That's the value at $12.50.
The value goes up later, it doesn't change anything. The price is the price at the time of delivery. If he delivered him, that's what he owes him.
He bought 100 gallons for $100.
Right.
And he delivered the 100 gallons, but the value was $125.
No, if he delivered, that's not what I mean. What I'm talking about is when he delivered, it was $100. Now he's giving back extra money, that's the machlaikis. What?
What happens is he makes a deal to deliver.
If he guarantees today's price. So we're going to learn about it. Guaranteeing today's price, notice I'm giving you cash today. I want you to guarantee heating oil, they do it all the time. You guarantee today's price and finish. That's mutter only, it's osir, unless it's yeshlai or yotashar. There are conditions later where it's mutter. It has to be, if it was yeshlai, then it's mutter. It's as if you made a kinyan b'shas ma'is.
So the
supply has to be yeshlai. He doesn't have to have yeshlai for all his customers. He has yeshlai for some. It's also good. Okay. What?
That means that it's mutter. It's mechel mechel is mutter midrash. I thought we said by mechel mechel was also midrash.
But if it's not nicker, mechel mechel is a drabanan. With nak tzutza, it's derech mechel mechel to drabanan. The Ramah says if you do a pshas perayim, you give him extra and you don't say anything. You just give him the extra. It's not nicker. Then it's mutter.
What happens if you do both? One is mechel mechel at the same time, and he also lend the money at one time.
So. He's making one payment for both, then it's a problem because he's giving him extra. He's made one payment for both, then it's problematic. He can't say that the extra money is for that and not for this. How's he gonna? Yeah, that's gonna be a problem. Okay. What? It's a problem. When the stores have one price for cash and one price for credit, even though the Yiddish stores have it, you know, Tuesdays only 10% off everything, cash only. It is a problem. You're allowed to buy on cash. Buying on credit, it's complicated. La Maisa, a person shouldn't do it. If you go into a store, they're offering... What? The gas stations are problematic. I mentioned it in the past. The gas stations, there are three Jewish-owned gas stations on Coney Island Avenue that I know of. And they are on the corner of Avenue I and Coney Island Avenue. The Amoco between O and P... on Coney Island Avenue, and the ExxonMobil on the corner of P. Those three are Jewish-owned. They have cash or they have cash and credit prices. I do not believe you're allowed to buy there on credit. The taina that they're arguing is that the difference is 10 cents, and that's what it costs them. It's not exactly what it costs them. The price is usually, for small customers, it's 1.5%. There's a flat fee, and then it's 1.5%. 1.5%... $4 is not 10 cents. It's more like 5 cents. So it's a problem. Buying credit in these gas stations is problematic. And you should only buy cash. You should only buy in the Gaisha stations, the Gaisha-owned stations. It's nicker. It's one price cash, one piece credit is always saucer. You have to know, not nicker is not a heter for everything. If it's ribis d'oraisa, there's no heter of... there's no heter. If it's ribis that you're paying straight out, it's also to set two prices, a cash price and a credit price is also. There's no question halacha. To set a cash price and a credit price is a problem. What? So it's a sidra bottom then, but it's not called not nicker when they say a cash price and a credit price. That's definitely also. Those who are arguing that it's mutter argue that the extra 10 cents is the cost of the credit. I don't think it's true. What? They don't get right away. It's not posted until at least a day later. It's not posted. You're paying for the gas. The credit card company is paying for you. You're making a shliach to pay for you. There's no heter to borrow beribis if someone else is paying for you and you're going to pay him back. That'll be a heter, be a great heter. That's the problem. It's a problem. The problem is you are agreeing pemole to a higher price for credit. That's nicker. It's not called not nicker. You're saying a higher price for credit, it's a problem. If they would only have one price And let's say somebody, I had a shiloh with somebody who was selling a house. The price was, the person wanted, the house is $600,000. He's willing to give him a personal mortgage, but then the price is $630,000. That was the case. He was willing to wait a certain number of years for the money, and then it's $630,000. It would take $400,000. So I told the person, you can't tell him, look, you pay now at $600,000. If you want a personal mortgage, it's $630,000. You can't do that. What you could do is tell him the price is $630,000. You have 5 years to pay. And then if he says, I want to pay up front, you can tell him, okay, so give me the cheaper price. Give me $600,000 today. There's no rivets. But you can't offer two prices, per mole, and say one is a cash price and one's a credit price. That's about the answer. And it's a problem. Those who want to argue with Smutter, the only way out is they argue that the 10 cents is what it costs them. I don't believe it costs them because credit card charges they cost. There's a certain percentage, but there's no headache. You don't have to write a letter to the credit card company. It gets posted into your bank account a day later, 2 days later, whatever the procedure is. So my understanding is that it's problematic, and I think that anybody who's into Hilchos Rivets thinks it's a problem, and the people who have a very a sense of fairness type of an attitude towards it are more meikel. But I do think it's a problem. I don't think it's a... What?
You're borrowing the money from the credit card company. That's not from the guy who's selling.
The guy who's selling is lending it to you till he gets the money. He's giving you gears now. He's getting money from the credit card company tomorrow morning. Till tomorrow morning, he's out whatever he gives you. He's lending you whatever he's giving you until he gets money from your shliach. Your shliach is a credit card company. Until he gets the money. If the money be posted immediately, you'd be right. If the credit card companies would work, that as soon as the charge goes through, the money is credited, you'd be right. You're borrowing from them, and you're not borrowing from him.
What about on a debit card?
If the money is posted right away, then there's no problem. Credit card does not work that way. If it's posted right away, I don't know what it's
saying. He probably doesn't get the money right away. It goes out of your account right away.
When you give him your credit card, then immediately posted to your account. You get your statement once a month.
Not true. If you go to your bank account, the money is not there.
He does not.
Tommy, you do business with credit cards? You do business with credit cards? And you get it posted in your account that minute? You look up? Yeah. If you go to your bank, is the money there in your account? No. It's not. I know. It's not. What? What do you mean you spend it? The deposit is not posted in the lake. All right.